She'd never had the time I had had on Reservoir Dogs. All right, well, maybe she had, but hadn't had it happen recently.
Quentin, nobody has fun quite like you do, okay? You have your own special style of fun.
Were you a little bowled over? I mean, he's considerably more energetic than the average person.
He is, and I'm very good. I'm highly skilled at interrupting him. Mm-hmm. Actually, a friend of our, Jason, once was standing near Quentin and I, and Quentin was talking to me. He's telling this great story. And while he's talking to me, without breaking stride whatsoever, I answered a phone call, handled it, kept it going, hung up the phone, and continued talking.
Were you actually listening to anything he said?
Oh, absolutely. Heard every little bit of it. I know exactly where the little curves and shapes and bits and bobs are going. But, you know, you got to get something done.
Yeah.
And as Quentin said once, which I loved, is he sort of had been entertaining a whole room at my house during dinner, during the prep time of Kill Bill, which was extraordinarily fun. And he was so energetic, and he finished his work of entertaining everybody, and then he picked up his plate, and he put it on his lap. It was something I'd cooked. I think it was good. And he went, "Oh, you know, I always eat my food cold." Everyone else's plates were in the sink.
Well, one of the things that was really sweet is during that Ivy dinner that we were having this great time, and I'm like, oh my God, I've like met this person that I want to know for the rest of my life. Who knew? We were like, oh my God, this is so not like what one of these dinners is supposed to be. And she was like, yes, I know, it's not what these things are supposed to be. And I didn't know it was going to be like this. I didn't know it was going to be that way either, you know. And then I go, okay, well, let me pay for it. And the woman goes, no. Let me pay for it. I want you to know that I don't feel about this the way I felt about it when I walked in. I want to pay for your dinner.
That's probably how I got the part. Yeah. That was it.
What did you, based on your dinner time conversation, what kind of director did you think you'd be?
You know, actually, I'd never, as a 23-year-old actress, I started acting at 16. I'd never worked with anyone remotely close to my age. And Quentin's a bit older than me, but he wouldn't know. And, you know, it has more energy than my 3-year-old, you know. And you know, in the greatest of senses. And so I'd never experienced that, what it'd be like to work essentially with a peer. Yeah. And it was incredibly invigorating and exciting. And, you know, just the way he sort of just, the incredible open-mindedness he has, while filled with immense amount of detail, character, and opinion, but there's just, there's an inventiveness and a life force there that really struck me.